Hey there, birth nerd. You're listening to the Birth Worker Podcast. My name is Kylie Banks, and I am totally obsessed with birth and equally obsessed with business. And this is the show where I help women turn their passion for birth into a sustainable, profitable, and most importantly, impactful career. All right, let's get into it. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Birth Worker Podcast. I am recording this at 9 a.m. in the morning and I'm about to go to the airport and get on a flight and go to Seattle. It is my first solo parenting trip. So Leela and I are going to go to Seattle where I grew up and hang out with my mom for a week and see two of my brothers and Leela's cousins. And I'm very, very excited. And the cool part about that is that I could do that with this job that I've created, right? I can take last minute trips. We booked this, I want to say less than 7 days ago. We were like, wait a second, Leela has no school for a week. We should go somewhere. So just Leela and I are going and I'm very excited. And yesterday also, oh my gosh, we got a new puppy yesterday. And so Barry is going to stay home with a new puppy and have a little friend, and hopefully he can train him a little bit while we are gone. But today we are doing an episode on one of my favorite topics. Like, to be honest, I might even say my favorite topic, and that is copywriting. So I wanted to give you guys five quick copywriting hacks that literally will immediately improve your entire business, your social media content, your blogs, your emails, literally all of it. And I just want to first say that like copywriting is such a big part of growing a successful business. And to be honest, you guys, if I had to say what is the like one thing that led to the growth of my business, I would say it's that I am good at copy. Now, I said this on a recent episode, but just because I'm really good at writing and copywriting, doesn't mean I started that way. So when I look back at my old website pages or my first emails, they're not good. So this, if you're looking at your emails or you're looking at your website and you're like, I don't know, Kylie, that is totally normal. You're not supposed to just like randomly wake up one day and be really good at copywriting, especially after, you know, high school and college and English classes. Let me go into the number one, the first tip that I want to give you guys, because it has to do with this. When you're in school, right, they want you to write very proper and they want you to use like proper grammar and write really at a high level. But that doesn't actually make for really good copywriting in terms of running a business, like an online business or in-person business. Like when we have an in-person business, we're marketing ourselves online regardless. So when you are writing things online, like your websites or your emails or your Instagram, you should not be using this like proper English. That's not what this is, right? You are in the entrepreneurial world now. This is conversion copywriting. It's totally different. And one of the things that this is actually like my favorite tip by far, I give it to my team. Whenever someone on my team has to write like they're me, you have to write like you speak, even if it's not proper English. And so like my biggest tip for you is before you publish whatever you're writing, read it out loud. Whether it's an email or social media or website, whatever, read it out loud. And if it's not exactly how you would say it with your voice, if you were speaking to your best friend, change it, right? If it's uncomfortable to say out loud, take it out of your writing. And this is hard to do. You're not going to be, even though I'm like giving you that tip, it's going to be really hard to do. But once it clicks and once you get it, it is going to completely transform your writing. So one little example of this is in English, when we're speaking, we rarely say the words do not. We rarely say that. 99% of the time we say don't. So in your writing, 99% of the time you should say don't, not do not. So that's the first tip I have. Write like you speak, even if it's not proper English. The second tip that I have is that you should keep it simple. Like, if you can take words out of a sentence, but the sentence keeps the same meaning, take words out of the sentence. Do not overdo it. Take words out. The caveat here is that you still need a leave-in personality. So some filler words are good because it has that personality and we don't want to sound too robotic. But a lot of times we are using way too many words to describe something. So take words out and trust me, you will know if you've taken too many words out because it'll be very boring and bland. So if you get to that point, put a couple words back in. But in reality, the shorter that we can make things, honestly, it's going to be better most of the time. Another tip that I have is that I want you to get rid of all cliches. And this is probably the hardest one for me, you guys, because I love a good 90s reference or a cliche. But the thing is with cliches, they're cliches for a reason, right? Like they're a cliche because everyone says the same thing, which does not make you special, which does not make you stand out, which does not make them remember you. So if you end up using a cliche in your writing, just think of a more original way to say the exact same thing that you're trying to say and just trying to be a little more original. That's going to add your personality into the mix. The next tip that I have for you is I don't want you to be vague at all. So instead of telling us, I want you to show us. How can you show us? Like instead of saying, I love birth, like show us. Like what does that actually look like? Another example, instead of saying, yesterday was so busy, that would be like telling us. How can you show us the same thing? So instead of saying, yesterday was so busy, can you say, I spent all day yesterday driving my kids around to soccer practice and dance, and I forgot to feed the dog, and I got home and I realized like I forgot to eat dinner. Does that show you that I was busy yesterday? Yeah, it shows you. So instead of just saying I was busy, show us. Another thing that you could do is like after you write the page that you're writing or the piece of copy that you're writing, email, whatever, read through it line by line. And then literally after every single line, you can ask yourself, what does that look like? So I like the birth example, right? Like I'm obsessed with birth. Well, what does that, if I wrote that in an email, I'm obsessed with birth. Well, it's like, what does that look like? I could say I have like a pelvis on my bookshelf, and I have more books about birth than anything else in my house, and I have pictures all over the wall of like feminine, that have feminine vibes. I have like naked pregnant lady sculpture vases like around my house. I have my daughter's book that has all of her birth pictures like in the middle of my living room, right? Those are all things that I could use to show you that I'm obsessed with birth rather than just telling you. All right, because I have to run to the airport, I'm going to do one more. So my tip number 5 is I want you to dumb it down, baby. Dumb it down. I want you to write like you are writing to a fourth grader. Seriously, make it so easy to read that the person who's reading it does not need to think about what they're reading. And again, this is something that our high school English teachers are going to hate. And if you were the class pet in high school or college English, you're probably going to hate this too. but just dumb it down, make it so easy, make it so their brain does not have to like try really hard to understand all of your big words. And just skip those really, really big words when you can use a small word to say the exact same thing. That is going to help you. And I just want to reiterate that sometimes this is going to feel really hard. And I know that there's going to be some pushback here. Like there's definitely someone here who is like, but Kylie, that's horrible. Like, I don't want to dumb it down, right? I don't want to get rid of cliches. But I'm telling you that this is one of the things that I have totally completely mastered. And I don't even want you to just like trust me. I just want you to start looking around at the copy that you read that is intriguing to you, or the people that you follow, or your favorite influencers. Like, how are they writing on their website? How are they writing in their emails? What does that actually look like? And I guarantee you that they're doing these 5 things, whether or not they know it. So my homework for you guys is to take those 5 things that I just told you, and I'm going to read them again, and write them on a sticky note and literally put it on your computer until you get good at this. But the first one is write like you speak, even if it's not proper English. The second one is keep it simple. The third one is get rid of cliches. The fourth one is do not be vague. And the fifth one is dumb it down. Speak like you're speaking to a fourth grader. So go put all of that on a sticky note, put that on your computer, and literally for the next couple of months, every time you write something, an Instagram post, a website, whatever it is, an email, whatever, go through these things and watch yourself slowly, slowly, slowly become a better copywriter. You guys, I just have to say that I love copy so much that I actually decided to start doing the copywriting audits inside the Birthworker community. So if you're in need of a little bit more coaching or if you want a community for support, think about joining our Birthworker community membership. There are well over 300 people in it right now, which is phenomenal. Every week we do, at this moment, we do 3 coaching calls live every week and then copywriting audits. So copywriting and messaging audits. There's a business coaching call, like business and marketing. There's a more doula and birthwork focused call if you're actively attending births or supporting clients. There's more of a mindset focused call, which I love. And then also these copywriting and messaging audits. So if you are in the need of support, definitely check it out. I'm going to put that link below in the show notes, but you could always just go to birthworker.com and you will find it. It's called the Birthworker Community Membership. And just so you know, if you're new here, if you join any of our core programs, you actually get invited to that membership for 12 months completely for free. So if you are thinking about becoming a doula and joining our Birthworker Academy, if you want to become a childbirth educator or launch your very own birth course, or if you just want some more business support and you want to jump into our doulapreneur method, no matter which program you join, you get 1 year free in the community. So check out our programs, check out our community. And if you have any questions at all, hit me up on Instagram. I would love to chat with you. All right, everyone, I'm going to run off to the airport. I will see you guys right back here next week.